So as I was explaining only last Sunday, when we had our first anniversary seminar, we had our first ordinations in the Western Buddhist order, there will be, or rather there are, four grades of ordination. First of all, that of what we call Upasaka, the committed or dedicated lay brother or lay sister, one who remains in the world, lives in the world, has a job, wife, family, and so on, but who is definitely committed to the Buddhist way of life, practices meditation regularly, takes the three refuges, and supports the Buddhist spiritual movement in all possible ways. Then the second grade is that of the Maha Upasaka, the senior lay brother or lay sister, who helps out with classes and lectures because they're more experienced, more knowledgeable than the ordinary lay brothers and lay sisters. They form the second category. The third category, those with bodhisattva ordination, those who are in a sense sort of part-time monks who continue to live in the world, who still may even have jobs, but who nevertheless are fully or practically fully committed to the Buddhist way of life and who function in, who exercise a sort of ministerial function as teachers. And in the fourth grade, the fourth category, we have the full-timers, Buddhist monks of one kind or another. So these are the four grades in or of the Western Buddhist order. And it's these four grades which make up, so far as our Buddhist movement in this country is concerned, the spiritual community in the more technical sense. And it's this spiritual community, this Western Buddhist order, which we hope and which we believe will be able to act as the nucleus of a really living Buddhist movement in this country. Perhaps in the course of the week, towards the end of the week, we shall have an opportunity of hearing the tape of that talk which I gave in detail last Sunday about the Western Buddhist order, and especially about the Upasaka or lay brother or lay sister's ordination. But we have to see this development against the total traditional background and the traditional understanding of the Sangha on these three levels: a spiritual community, ecclesiastical community, and then community in different ways of all the faithful.